become a nightmare. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second hour of today's edition of the National Intel Report. Alan Stang sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to the Show Me State, Missouri, St. Louis. Bill, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
How you doing there, Mr. Stang?
Doing well. I hope you are too, Bill.
I love you, buddy. You're doing such a good work out there.
Well, thank you, sir. Happy you're pleased.
Listen, you had a caller, what was her name, from there in Texas?
That was Rita.
Rita.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, are you aware that on September 24th that there's going to be a massive demonstration held in Washington, D.C.? It's being sponsored by the Answer Coalition. That's Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. There's dozens of groups that they're pulling together for this thing. They vow to surround the White House with a sea of protesters.
I wasn't aware of it, Bill, no.
Yeah, this is the same group, or the same groups, that had the massive demonstrations in New York when they had the Republic Crud National Convention.
Yes.
Alex Jones was down there, and he included clips from that in his film. Same group that put that on. And it's going to be very interesting to see how many people that they're going to pull together for this thing, and what happens to them, you know, whether your stormtroopers come down on them or not.
Yes, that should be interesting. You say it's the 24th of this month.
The 24th of this month.
All right, so we've got just a few days. Well, it's this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And this weekend, okay.
They've been pulling this thing together from what I understand now for months.
Well, one thing you have to admit, these people really know how to organize a communist meeting.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, did you see the on CNN when they had the Republic Crud convention down there? There was just, I don't know how many, there was throngs of people down there.
I only watch the Communist News Network when I must.
Ah, okay.
Bill, and so I did not see.
Well, I'm willing to bet that that CNN, not CNN, but my God, I just went blank.
You're talking
C-SPAN,
about another
C-SPAN.
Yes,
yeah. C-SPAN will probably cover this thing. So if you keep an eye on C-SPAN,
all right, I certainly shall.
You might see it. But here's a whole bunch of people coming together that are you know, actually doing something here. And I'm just, you know, wondering, you know.
Well, they're doing something, but what are they doing? You see, this type of a demonstration
fits
in perfectly, Bill, let me explain, into the dialectical strategy. The most important tactic that the conspiracy for world government uses is the tactic known as dialectical materialism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that technique, the way it works out in actual practice in the streets, they control both sides and they manipulate us between both sides. The two sides pretend to oppose each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just throw out a question. What would the effect be if these people come to Washington, demonstrate, start screaming obscenity, profanity about Bush?
Oh, yeah. Well,
what will be the effect? Across the country, people are going to say, well, if they're against Bush, I'm for Bush.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Bill, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Great call. Very informative. I'll be on the alert. Let's take a quick break here on the National Intel Report. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Hello. Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And this is Alan Stang sitting in for John. Our telephone number, 800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the phones, ladies and gentlemen. First, I just want to drop in here another incredible, incredible gem from They Thought They Were Free by Milton Mayer. He's quoting a lady now. Remember, this is after the war, some years after the war. This is an anti-Nazi woman, he describes her, who was actually imprisoned in 1943 during the war for hiding Jews. That's why she was in prison, hiding Jews. She says, "No one outside Germany seems to understand this. I remember standing on a Stuttgart street corner in 1938 during a Nazi festival. And the enthusiasm, the new hope of a good life after so many years of hopelessness, the new belief after so many years of disillusion, almost swept me, too, off my feet. Let me try to tell you what that time was like in Germany. I was sitting in a cinema with a Jewish friend and her daughter of 13 while a Nazi parade went across the screen, and the girl caught her mother's arm and whispered, 'Oh, mother, mother, if I were not a Jew, I think I'd be a Nazi.' No one outside seems to understand how this was." Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a 13-year-old girl so swept up in the excitement of the Nazi regime. She thinks that if she were not a Jew, she would be a Nazi. Is that one of the most unbelievable things you've ever heard? Now, does that answer the question of how this could be happening here? Of how people could be swept up here? Could that explain maybe these robotized republicruds who will follow President Smirk into the ovens no matter what he does, no matter how communist he is, just because he says he's a Republican? Let's go back to the phones. Let's go down to Florida. John, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Hello there, Professor. This is Panhandle.
Yeah, Panhandle John, yes.
Yes, this is your dedicated student.
Yes, I understand. What can we do for you this afternoon?
Thank you so much for filling in for John Stadmiller and enabling the afternoon audience to hear your excellent wisdom in your programming that they may not catch in the morning hours.
Well, that's fair. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a setup. This is not this man. I don't know this man. He is not my public relations representative. I cannot do anything about him. He calls in. We can't shut him off. All right, go ahead, John.
Oh, boy. Well, in your first hour, your monologue, the opening monologue, you were talking about Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2, and I'd much like to address that and tie it into the Second Amendment and speak about an associate of mine who's about 10 years my elder. He's 70 or 71. This man, when he was a young boy of about 17, was caught by the Federales for violation of the National Firearms Act of 1934. He had received from a cousin of his that was in the military fighting in Korea a Soviet type of a submachine gun, and it was mailed back from Korea thanks to the APO system, and he had it for about a year and never did anything wrong with it, but word got out and the ATF people came and arrested him, and he was convicted and served a probation time. Eventually, after 3 years, he was off of probation and went on with his life. Was, I think, by most people's standards, a very productive citizen, served in the military, gave back to society, paid his taxes, etc. Well, I guess after about a 10 or 15 year absence from the gun activity, he returned to it when he was a family man. He started collecting firearms, and through the decade of the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, he regularly was buying rifles. He's not a person that collects handguns, but he collects rifles, and until just about 2 years ago, he never had a problem. But as a result of, I guess, 9/11 and the implementation of the Patriot Act, he has now been denied any time he wants to go out and buy himself another rifle or two. And this is an example, I think, that most people are unaware of the shackles that are the bands that are being wrapped around our arms and our bodies to restrain us and keep us from our birthright and our liberties.
Well, you saw just recently, within the past 2 weeks, John, you saw in New Orleans, you saw the SWAT teams going house to house, kicking in doors and confiscating weapons.
Yes, sir.
From the law-abiding people who live there.
And they're not writing receipts for them either.
I'm sure everyone saw the chilling, heart-rending scene of the little old lady in her home. She was telling the men in black suits, "I don't want you in here. I don't want you in here." They broke in, and they confiscated her handgun, dragged her out in the street. The TV reporter said, well, she was taken to the airport. I guess we'll never find out what happened to her.
Yep. They're doing what's called dieseling to her, probably.
Dieseling, yes. Yeah. That would be on the bus. You never get off the bus. Yeah.
But, you know, returning to my associate here, who's, like I say, 70-some-odd years of age, I mean, what threat would he pose? He's not going to be a criminal at that age.
It's merciless, John. It's merciless. It's unforgiving. You are looking at totalitarian socialist dictatorship in the eye.
It's becoming like the word, I believe, is junta, what we associate with Chile and Argentina, you know, El Salvador, maybe.
That would be one way to put it, but a lot worse.
Yeah.
John,
well,
thank you so much. Thank
Steven,
you again.
You.
Nice to talk with you. regular Alan Stang listener calling in here, the National Intel Report, Panhandle John from Florida. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to the phones. Let's go out to Arizona, Tucson. Sheldon, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, what can we do for you this afternoon, Sheldon?
I wanted to get something out over the airwaves here. This isn't being mentioned by anybody. I brought it up on Chris Gerner's show last hour. This is called independent thinking, being able to connect the dots on your own. Space shuttles are being utilized for space-based weather engineering and mind control actions against the American population. An AP report carried in the September 11th, 94 Evansville Courier stated that on September 10th of that year, the Discovery, what a coincidence, the Discovery just came back from space also, utilized a powerful green laser directed at key sections of North America and other parts of the globe. Pulses from the shuttle's laser bounced off thick, high clouds over a tropical storm in the first atmospheric study of its kind. Ground controllers in Houston directed the lasers at Tropical Storm Debbie in that year in the Caribbean as the shuttle flew 160 miles overhead. And the laser on board was a $25 million laser, which flew for the first time on that flight.
Well, remember, Sheldon, we know, this is not speculation, we know that for decades, the federal government has had a growing capability to conduct weather warfare. I remember, oh golly, it must be 2005, it's got to be 30 years ago, maybe more. I wrote a feature magazine article in a national magazine about weather warfare, weather modification, and about the treaty between the United States and the Soviet Union in which each participant promised not to wage weather warfare. Now, do you think they would go to all of the trouble concluding a treaty promising not to wage weather warfare if they couldn't do it? I mean, what would be the point? So, obviously, that long ago, 30, 35 years ago, they already could conduct weather warfare. Imagine what they have today.
That's just what I was going to say.
Yes, imagine what they have today in terms of things like HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. There's a book about HAARP by Nick Begich. Angels Don't Play This HAARP, you can take a look at. They have an overwhelming capability to conduct weather warfare, to foment tsunamis, hurricanes, cyclones, any kind of thing they want. Now, I am not saying that they deliberately fomented Katrina. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying they didn't do it. I'm not saying they did do it. I don't. I have no evidence either way. I have no evidence they did anything to foment it. But what we do know, remember, Sheldon, is that they do have this massive capability to conduct weather warfare. And so you always have to bear that in mind as we take a look at something like this and ask the question, at least, is this really a natural disaster or is it man-made?
Well, it is my opinion, my personal opinion, that they're using weather now as the ultimate weapon of war against the population because too many people are finding out about our own government being involved in 9/11, so now they have to go to Plan B where there is no evidence. Well, with weather warfare, there's no evidence of who's doing it. The ideal plan.
It would be the ideal plan. Yes, it would. All right, Sheldon, thank you so much for your call.
Good one.
Good call. Thank you, you too. Sheldon calling from Arizona, from Tucson. Our telephone number, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go all the way out to California. Ken, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Yes. I have a real quick question. Since I do have a short wave, you're on in the morning? What time?
I am on from 11 a.m. Central to 1 p.m. Let's see, you're in California.
Yes.
That would be 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
On the same channel?
Yes. Ken, hold
okay.
It. Stay with us, if you will.
All right.
We need to take a quick break, do a little business. We'll come right back to you here on the National Intel Report. Stay with us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to the phones. Ken, are you still with us?
Yes. The president and his opponent are both members of Skull and Bones, a secret society which I believe is fascistic. And you giving your example about Nazi Germany, I don't think these organizations are much different than Hitler's Third Reich. What do you think?
Well, they're proving that they are installing a fascist system here. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any... there could be any sensible argument about that. Now, by the way, Ken, you said the president and his opponent. Were you talking about Senator Kerry?
Yes,
yes,
correct.
Exactly. Both of them, members of Skull and Bones. Mm-hmm. So you had Bonesman A versus Bonesman B in the election. Yes, another example of the farce is the fact that, remember, Smirk was elected in a reaction against the immoral excesses of the Clinton administration, at least in part, that we were told that there never again would be anything like intern knee prints on the Oval Office carpet.
Right.
There was going to be a complete redemption of the federal government. And now we've got the Smirk machine actively working to resuscitate the reputation of Clinton. By palling around with them, by forming these groups to take care of victims of disasters around the world. Yeah, it's an entirely manufactured contest between two arms of the same bug, between both arms of the dialectic, which are connected to the same bug. Exactly.
You know, actually, Skull and Bones actually has Nazi paraphernalia in that tomb where they do this. There's actual things from Nazi Germany. I don't understand how a sane person could be a member of such an organization.
Well, remember, it came to us. It was brought back from Germany,
mm-hmm.
Which could be a connection there, possibly.
Yes.
Can. Yes. Well, you and I can't understand it because we're normal.
Yes.
But these people will do it. They lie down in coffins.
Yes.
Apparently, they blackmail each other. It's beyond normal human conception, but that is what they do.
Absolutely.
Ken, thank you so much for your call. Again, I'm on the air every morning, Republic Broadcasting Network, 11 a.m. Well, you're in California. This would be 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. your time.
On the internet. Is that republic.com? Is that what they call it?
It's rbnlive.com.
rbnlive.com.
Or you could go to my website, stangbooks.com, click on Network Talk Radio, and then on Listen Live.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go back to the phones. Our number, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's go out to the Sunflower State. Kansas, Bob, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Well, all I got to say about that gun business is registration leads to confiscation, then leads to genocide. It's happened every time.
It's happened every time. Exactly.
I had a good opportunity as a young person to speak of people to people who were on all sides of things in the war. People who were in the camps and had the numbers there. People.
Is this World War II?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the people who survived the purges in the Ukraine. I talked to one old Ukrainian lady quite a bit. She described what they did and how they did it and who was behind it. And it's boggling everybody's mind. How can that Skull and Bones, those Nazis get over here? They had a plan. In fact, they had many sympathizers in Britain and the United States. And they had a plan before the end of the war to take their treasure and their scientific knowledge and bring it to the United States. And I think everybody says, well, how did the communists combine in with them? How could that happen? You know, the Marxists? Well, I think the Bolshevik Jews who backed all this communism and went along with it, and of course in the Ukraine, most of the death squads were Bolshevik Jews. And that's what the lady told me. She was there. She watched her parents be murdered. And watched many people starve to death. And they killed more in Ukraine than Hitler.
Well, they killed, just in the Ukraine, Ukraine alone, they killed between 12 and 15 million people.
Now,
and the English scholar Robert Conquest did a study. I can't recall the title of his book. But he did a study of what the Soviets did in Ukraine. But, you know, you raise a point so interesting.
Let me finish, and then everybody can see what I'm getting at. The Bolshevik Jews, everybody says, well, how can Hitler hate them? But then now they're going in with what was left of the Third Reich now in America. They're all combining together. Well, it's a symbiotic relationship is what I see it as, Mr. Stang. The Bolsheviks neither had the technology nor near the wealth the Nazis did that they were able to rape out of Europe, and they had no other reason than to throw in with them as long as they stayed up on the power, high up on the power chain with them.
Well, remember,
they could rule the whole world.
Remember, Bob, that communism was installed in the first place in the Soviet Union, in Russia, by Washington, by the District of Criminals.
No, in London. They helped too.
Well, London definitely helped too, but the major decisions were made in that case in Washington District of Criminals, and they installed the communists in power. And whenever the communists were about to collapse, which happened several times, Washington stepped in and saved them.
Can I catch you a little bit after the break?
Stay with me.
All right.
We'll be back in just a moment here on the National Intel Report. Alan Stang sitting in for John Stantmiller. Stay with us for more.
You're listening
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Alan Stang again. I'm sitting in for John Stadtmiller here on the National Intel Report. A couple of observations. Hitler once remarked, he said, at bottom, National Socialism, Nazism, is Marxism. Hitler said that himself. And of course, it's very easy to understand. You're talking about different versions of socialism. Communism is a version of socialism. Nazism is a version of socialism. The philosophical basis for Nazism was, of course, Marxism, as Hitler said himself. Then another observation I think we need to make here is that you've got in the Jewish community, you have the same divisions that you find in every community. You have some Jews who are communist criminals. And then you have Jews who oppose them. You have, if you take a look at a book by Ben Hecht, the World War II and thereabouts movie writer, wrote some of the biggest movies in Hollywood. He wrote a book called Perfidy. You read there, well, among other places, that Jews were landing on the shores of Palestine to enter the country, and other Jews are shooting them down. So, you do have this same division that you have, and I guess in pretty near any other population. But of course, the communists in the Jewish community try to make it appear that everyone in the Jewish community is united behind them, which of course is preposterous. All right, Bob, you wanted to end up with a comment, please.
You left out one of the most dangerous group out of all those.
Those are the idiots
that go with the flow.
Well, okay, the idiots.
They're more dangerous than the idiots that lead it.
Yes, yes.
Because they go with the flow, Alan.
Lenin called them useful idiots. Useful idiots.
But when you're done with a useful idiot, what do you do with it? They become useless and you get rid of them.
You get rid of them, exactly.
They have made their empire here in America and recombined themselves together. And it makes it the most dangerous of times. However, it will make the enemy more easily to identify. Of course, not all of the Jews go in on it. But enough of the crowd of the Jewish people, white people, and every other kind of person on this earth go in with this socialism and go with the flow that I'm just afraid it's going to have to go the way of a disease.
Well, I hope you are wrong. Bob, a great call. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye, Alan.
Please keep listening and call again. And remember, I'm on the air every morning from 11 to 1 Central Time on the Sting of Stang. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Austin, Texas. Richard, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Yes. I'm just calling to congratulate you, first of all, for educating me and everybody else who's listening. But I just want to say I listen to Alex, I listen to Jack, I listen to everybody down the line all day long as I drive all day.
Yes.
Everybody agrees that the weather is being modified in one way or another. If they're not starting these storms, they can at least control them. Are we not in agreement on that?
They have the capability of starting them and of controlling them, yes. All I'm saying, Richard, is that
right.
I have seen no proof that they were responsible for Katrina. I'm not even saying they didn't do it. All I'm saying is I haven't seen any proof that they did.
Right. Okay, now I understand your position. Now, what I'm saying is, when Alex suspected 9/11 or something like that was going to happen, he encouraged everybody who was within listening range to call the meteorologist or whoever could stop this thing. He was encouraging people to call Congress. Why aren't you guys encouraging people to call, whoever can stop this thing, whoever can, get these actions started to move these systems away from populations?
Well, Richard, I do that all the time. I'm on the air every day. I was on the air this morning. I do that all the time.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, seems like to me like that ought to dominate the air. Like, I went to New Orleans this weekend to help my sister clean up her house. I've seen the devastation firsthand.
Yes.
And if it's going to happen again here in Texas with Rita, and it doesn't seem like, there's enough fervor behind calling the government, please don't let this happen. And, I mean, I'm not accusing you of not doing your job. Please believe that.
I understand, Richard, of course.
It just seems like it's inevitable that it's going to happen again if we don't, in unison, just flood the phones. Look, we know what you're up to, government. We know the technology's out there. You need to stop this thing. You need to divert this terrible storm. We're on to you.
Good suggestion. Good suggestion. We're on to you. We know what you're doing. Stop it.
Right. Even if you didn't start it, like you said, you're not sure, so we can't say for sure they're the culprits. But we do know the technology's there. I went to the Scott Stevens website. I've listened to him for several interviews. I listened to James McCanny.
Yes.
I remember seeing this thing between Tesla and who's the other inventor, how they were battling the ADDC, the electrical, and how they pretty much...
Are you talking about Tesla?
Tesla,
Nikola,
yeah.
Nikola Tesla?
Right. So we know the technology's there.
Yes.
So if the world doesn't, start speaking on it, and just... make sure that the authorities are like you call them, I think it's you that calls them, the District of Criminals. If we don't let them characters know what we're up to, I mean, it's going to keep happening. And what you're talking about now is real important with the Hitler thing. But right now, I would think all our attention should be constantly focused on this story. I don't presume to tell you what to do. I'm in nothing but awe of all you guys because I've learned.
No, you're definitely a something, Richard. And I thank you so much for calling.
All right. Have a good evening.
Very sensible comments. You too. All right. Let's go. Let's stay in the Lone Star State, Texas. Let's go to Doug. Doug, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Hi, Alan. It's good to talk to you again. I have the honor of shaking your hand at the San Antonio gathering. Good on you. You gave a good talk that day.
Well, thank you so much, Doug. Glad you were pleased. What can we do for you this afternoon?
Well, I want to actually, I want to start with one thing. Just I love your name for Schmirk, and there's a good friend of mine in Australia. They tell me they call him President Shrubby down there.
Shrubby.
And I've come to call him President Weed myself. But anyhow. I'd like to kind of shift the focus to something that I think is kind of gone away too quickly in my mind, and it needs some help, I believe. I was listening this Sunday to the plethora of news that happens on Sunday mornings, and
yes,
and they had that hometown meeting on one of the public access stations about the television stations rather about the the people that are actually victims of the storm Katrina. And one of the things that I kept hearing pouring out of just every level of person, because they had the poorest to the richest people that were on that program, and the biggest thing is that these people are looking for a stable place that they can live. And it's interesting, when I was talking to that friend of mine in Australia, he just came up with the most astounding idea. He says, it's absolutely foolish. He says, why would they move them into large, arena sort of things where you can put a roof over their head, basically, but how do you feed them? How do you give them proper facilities for bathrooms and stuff without having to bring things in? He says, when you guys have got all of those closed military bases all over the South that have got, the NCO housing, which are individual houses, that's got the officers' housing, which is individual housing, and then they've got just, rows and rows and rows of these two-story barracks, which, house 40 to 80 people, and they've all got enough bathroom facilities built right in them, and then they've got large consolidated messes that can feed 500 people at a crack in each little company area. We could move those people in there and let the military do what they do best, which is run a compound like that, basically, and it puts a decent roof over these heads.
They probably weren't ready to do that yet, but Doug, a thought occurs to me in view of the people we're dealing with. In view of the people we're dealing with, is it not a tad troubling, would it not be a tad troubling if these people were taken to these secure bases with fences all around them? We were told that they were not allowed to leave the Superdome there in New Orleans. Suppose they were taken to these bases and not allowed to leave, and then other people, like maybe you, Doug, you're obviously a troublemaker. You're calling in here, causing suspicion, trouble, and you're quite suspicious. Is it not possible maybe they might come and cart you away to one of these places? It's all of these things. Let me give you a very innocuous example, Doug. Some years back, you may remember, they introduced the barcode in the supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a remarkable thing. Before that, the supermarket manager, to do inventory, had to send a clerk to the shelves to count the items. You would actually have to count the items. Well, we've got 23 of these things. We've got 17 of them. Well, now, with the barcode, it's an amazing development. The minute something is sold, it's subtracted from the inventory. At any moment, the store manager just pushes a button. He knows everything that's in the store, what he has to order, what he could run short of. Well, it's a great boon. But when you look at how that could be applied to people control, depending on who is in charge, you get a queasy feeling, don't you? So many of these things. The chip. They tell you, well, this will take care of your children. It will. If your child is kidnapped, the police instantly know who's has him, where he is. Yes, it's great, but in the hands of people who want to forcibly to introduce these to everybody so they can know where you, Doug, are at all times, you get a queasy feeling, and I get the same feeling listening to your rendition about the military bases. I hope I'm wrong, but I cannot help but have that queasy feeling.
Well, it's interesting. If you want to have a queasy feeling, let me just add to your queasy feeling, because believe me, it was all out of good intentions, because it's just, I listen to people talking about having a decent house over their head, that there are already places where they've got schools set up, there's playgrounds,
yes,
and all this stuff.
And Doug, see, if you were running this, I'd have no problem. I wouldn't have that feeling if you were running it. So unfortunately, you're not going to be running it, you see.
Well, and what I'm thinking is that the people will end up running it themselves because, you know, there's more of them than and they're really not guarding them. They're that close. There's not
Let us hope you're right. Doug, let's hope you're right.
Yeah.
Doug, very interesting call. Thought-provoking. Thought-provoking. Doug from Texas. Thank you for listening. Please keep listening and call again. Let's go up to Maryland. Barney, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Yeah, how you doing, Alan?
Doing well. I hope you are, too.
Okay, you wrote the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy?
No, Barney. That book was written by a dear, dear friend of mine, a close associate, Gary Allen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We shared a name, Allen. His name was Gary Allen. Mine, of course, Alan Stang. It was Gary who wrote None Dare Call It Conspiracy.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I helped to give out at least 100 of these books.
Yes, it was a monster bestseller, sold millions and millions of copies, never reviewed anywhere in the prostitute national press.
It came out in the 60s, did it?
Late 60s or, yes, I guess about late 60s, early 70s, yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, I have 3 points.
Okay, go ahead.
Tesla was the original discovery of the weather control methods.
Yes.
And he claimed that he could take standing columns of scalar waves and block the weather systems.
Yes.
And, of course, they didn't do such a good job of blocking them this time. But at any rate, another point is that I think that the hurricane disaster was engineered and allowed to escalate. You study the reaction of the people, and it was and is a preview of what is planned for the rest of the nation.
Well, that's what I've been saying here ever since it happened.
Yeah, and then Tex Mars on his program recently said that since all these people had acknowledged that they were to blame, they ought to be tried and prosecuted for murder.
You're talking about the president's admission that he bears responsibility?
Right. And Brown...
Well, all he said... Remember, Barney, all he said he was responsible for was a failure to respond as quickly as he now says he should have.
Right. Well, we have to find out why he didn't respond. I think it was all planned. I think that they deliberately delayed the response.
Well, we know that's true. We know that they kept help out, which, of course, had the obvious inevitable effect of worsening the problem. They forbade so many people to come in and help.
Right, and the thing is that by accepting the responsibility, I accept responsibility. Oklahoma Federal Building, all these things that are happening, they say, we did it. We accept responsibility, but nobody's punished for it.
Nobody is ever punished. They're promoted.
They ought to be kicked out of office at the very least.
Barney, thank you so much for those comments.
Right.
Good call from Maryland, Barney. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's stay in Maryland. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Hey, great show. Listen, can I ask you a question? Do you have a show on the shortwave?
I am told by the high command that my program, which is on your time from 12 to 2, noon to 2 every day, that my program starting, I think it's October 3rd, will be on shortwave. Yes.
What frequency will it be, do you know?
I don't have the slightest idea.
Okay,
you need to call the network.
Okay, I'll try to keep up with it. But, you know, you're talking earlier. For some reason, the first hour of the show, I get the first 5 minutes, you know, the first hour.
Yes.
And then it just disappears off my little shortwave.
This is my program?
No.
This is the one you're listening to now, the National Intel.
Yeah, I get the first 5 minutes of it, clears the bell, then poof, it goes off the air.
Well, maybe our brilliant engineers can figure it out.
I don't know what it is, but anyway, you know, following this...
Well, I'm afraid we've got to take a break, Mike.
Can I come back after the break?
Stay with us. We'll come right back to you here on the National Intel Report. Stay with us.
tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let's go right back to you in Maryland, Mike. You wanted to finish your point.
Every time I tell my mom that Roosevelt was the first communist president, she gets mad. And they had ended with Edwin House, who is a close advisor. He was convicted as a communist spy. And you mentioned the fact...
Now, wait a minute, Mike. Wait a minute. Edward House was never convicted of anything. He was Woodrow Wilson's alter ego. He was the Marxist who helped Wilson impose the Federal Reserve and the income tax. He never was convicted of anything. And remember that our first communist president was not Roosevelt, it was Lincoln. Go ahead.
Really? I've heard that too. Well, and you mentioned the fact that we felt them up over the years. What are some good research things I could plug into to prove that to my mom or to other people? Was the one book, None Dare Call It a Conspiracy, would that be a good book to start with? Or?
That would be a very easy book to start with, yes, showing how the people at the top in our country support the communists at the bottom.
Now, wasn't Edward House, wasn't he under Roosevelt as well?
He was. He was still alive at that time, but he was not a factor in the Roosevelt administration. Roosevelt's top advisor there was a communist named Harry Hopkins.
Okay.
But Wilson, House was active in the Wilson administration. He lived with Wilson in the White House, and that's why he was called Wilson's alter ego by the media of the time. He lived on into the 30s. I can't remember exactly when he died. He certainly knew Roosevelt and talked with him, but he was not by any means the factor in the Roosevelt administration that he was under Wilson.
Okay, and are there some other avenues I could check about how we prop up communists?
You could take a look at my book, The Actor, which is the biography of John Foster Dulles. John Dulles was, of course, Eisenhower's Secretary of State.
The Actor, okay.
Yeah, it's called The Actor.
Can I get that in any bookstore?
Well, you go to your library and see if they've got a copy of The Actor by Alan Stang. If they don't, if you send me $10, I'll send you a copy.
And how would I get the contact with you?
That would be, if you would send $10 to P.O. Box 580503, Houston, Texas, 77258. Again, that's P.O. Box 580503, zip code 77258 in Houston, Texas. $10, and somewhere in there put The Actor so I know what you want.
Sure, that's great. It's funny, on the news, you've been saying lately how Iraq has been sliding towards civil war, and they've been picking up that theme. And isn't that funny? Now we can't take our troops out now. Iraq is sliding towards civil war. Isn't that funny how that works out?
Yes, it's a lot easier to get in than it is to get out, exactly.
Okay,
Mike, thank you so much for your call. Very interesting call from Mike in Maryland. Let's go out to Michigan. Michigan, Thomas, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Hello. I wanted to just say that there's a lot of solar flares that are the sun's real active these days, all of September, and I think that's where some of these storms could be coming from too. A lot.
Yes.
These X-class flares are putting energy into the oceans.
Well, again, remember, Thomas, I am not saying that I have any evidence that any of these things are man-made. I don't know.
But I know
that there is the capability to do them.
I mean, if the solar flares, I don't know if they're pushing or pulling. I mean,
yes.
You know, the guys like James McCanney, he has a theory of the solar system that it's an electrical capacitor. So anything from HARP to... firing a chemical rocket, out through the ionosphere, presumably could cause some kind of...
Well, yes, the universe is one way of looking at it, one way of defining it would be it's a vast, a huge electronic energy entity.
The other thing is, my understanding is every planet in the whole solar system, all the way out to Pluto, is heating up. There's supposed to be good, solid scientific evidence for that. The reason I called, though, was I just wanted to mention a constitutional issue that...
okay, quickly, please. We're starting to run out of time.
The Fifth Amendment, I believe, gives the militia arrest powers, I think, because it doesn't... the militia is the people, and if you look in the Fifth Amendment, it says they don't need a grand jury indictment. I was wondering what the legal department has to say about that.
Well, I don't know which legal department you refer to.
Well, Republic Radio, a lot of times they get into this legal stuff. You know, if you signed your name on your Social Security card,
yes,
your 14th Amendment
I see what you mean. Well, yes,
so they can haul you into a gold fringe flag court.
Obviously, the ultimate reservoir of power belongs with the people and is with the people. The people have the ultimate power, and the government officials, bureaucrats, elected officials are simply using the power delegated to them by the people. It can be taken back at any moment.
I think it's nice to know that that's right in the Fifth Amendment. That, you know, because I think in times of emergency powers, obviously the militia is in service.
Exactly. Thomas, thank you for your call and your comments. Let's go back to the Lone Star State. Randall, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Meeting you there at the San Antonio Texas Liberty Jamboree, and that was a perfect opening. We are having Truth Seekers meeting tomorrow night, and we're celebrating Constitutional Study Week with a video called A More Perfect Union, and this is one that should be seen by everyone, and it should be taught according to law that was passed, that was snuck in every school that takes federal funds.
Okay, Randall, now your meeting, you say, is tomorrow night. It's the Truth Seekers meeting. Where is that going to be taking place?
It will be at the Tres Amigos restaurant at Highway 290 and 183.
What city is that?
That's in Austin. I'm sorry.
In Austin?
Yes, sir.
In Austin. All right. At the Tres Amigos restaurant...
Northeast is what it is, and it's the address, if anybody wants to find it on MapQuest or one of those, is 7535 East Highway 290, but I don't have a zip on it.
All right, do you have a telephone number people could call?
Yes, they can call me at 577-5394, and that's area code 512.
All right, thank you so much, Randall.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you so much. Very kind. All right, let's go up to, is it Cheryl in Pennsylvania? Carol. Carol. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time.
Okay, you had a lady call on about Left Behind. She needs to ask her church as a 501(c), and she better read Ezekiel 13:10. That's the mark of the beast, is believing in the rapture. This is man-made believing in the rapture, and the Lord only believed in two churches, with Smyrna and the church in New Philadelphia. So this rapture stuff is why we're in this trouble. People believe in this, and then they won't stand up and do anything. You know, they say, oh, God will take care of me. Not true.
Carol, thank you so much for your call. I wish you'd called earlier.
Well, maybe I can call another day.
Maybe you can call another day. We're just about out of time. Alan Stang sitting in for John Stadtmiller here on the National Intel Report. Be with us again tomorrow afternoon for John and with me tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central for the Sting of Stang. Thanks for listening. God bless. And I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals?
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.